About the poems of Albert Szent-Györgyi. We know Albert Szent-Györgyi firstly as a biology professor who implemented the methods that led to the discovery of vitamin C. A Nobel laureate and the dean of the University of Szeged at the time, he was
not a scientist who just hunkered down in his laboratory.
He was a very sophisticated man with a great knowledge of literature, culture, science, and organizational skills. Not many know about the fact that he wrote beautiful poems as well. His complex endeavors in all intellectual matters that he was interested in provided him with a strong foundation in his works. Szent-Györgyi had two longer examples of his many writings in which he talked specifically about the general mission of morals, science, and art. He concluded that these are the three columns when seeking the truth. All three would teach us seeking the truth, not seeking what we try to portray as truth, since all three are the manifestation of God's wisdom. In regards to university education in general, he voiced his concern that these institutions will produce an intellectual proletariat who will only master one single profession, homo unius libri. However, they should instead leave with a complex education from all branches of culture. Philosophy is an integral part of all living and factual science. The only goal of pursuing natural science is to unveil the truth, the core wisdom, discovering God. Those who research nature's laws, they will try to understand God's laws, which is the wisdom like none other. Szent-Györgyi's philosophical stance fits naturally into the trend of the 2,000-year-old Christian episteme. Natural science cannot answer to the questions as what is life or even if life exists. What natural science can do
is not more than observe life's defects.
Thus, like the theologian, it looks for the cause from the result or the meaning from the phenomena. All things are originated from the same universal law. The deepest concern of his generation,
the crisis of Western culture,
man's simple-minded morals in the era of rapid developments of science. The widening gap between morals and reason is a threatening sign for humanity. He believed in the power of intellectuality. Man is searching for the invisible, creating power, and he will do it when he seemingly is just researching materials. Once, Szent-Györgyi was asked in an interview to talk about his own belief in God. I am not a religious man. I am a God-fearing man. A religious person is able to tell who God is or where God is. My God is different than yours. A God-fearing man admiringly looks up and asks, what is God? I also would like to know what really creation means. A God-fearing person is immersed in the greatness of nature and creation. The scientist who is constantly conflicted with the barriers of discoveries is unable to connect with something or someone who is beyond things that we physically discover. It is especially true in his critical moments of life. His poems came from the summer of 1964, from the last 2 months before the death of his second wife, while going through a very troubling mental crisis. The Psalmus Humanus is the psalm of a God-fearing man. It is a poem,
a lonely conversation with a hiding God with no response.
The last prayer is for the children. There are two core Christian elements as the foundation of all things, love and peace. They could be an overture for a new salvation. It suggests that the suffering and death were not in vain, because sooner or later he will have the power and glory. This optimistic outlook radiates from the poems of Szent-Györgyi.
Save their life so the weapons they created won't destroy them.